So today I'm going to wind up the week by sharing just a few thoughts about the election and what I truly believe is going to be taking place in the days and weeks ahead. Plus a little reminder not to get too overconfident thinking that, well, things are just going to get better and stay that way. They're not.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the weekend edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Today I'm going to talk just a little bit about all that transpired this week. My last thoughts for a while on politics. Honestly, I'm getting tired of talking politics. I really am. I know a lot of people are in this celebration mode that, hey, you know, we got the Senate. House looks good, maybe, as I record this anyway. But we got Trump in office, so all of our problems are going to be fixed. Everything's going to be fine. And if you think that everything's going to just be fine going forward, you're delusional, to be quite blunt. Let me remind you in no uncertain terms. While it is true that Trump won the Electoral College significantly, and he also won the popular vote, it wasn't a massive popular vote in terms of percentages. We are still here in the United States, a divided nation. Roughly just under, let's put it this way. You had about 48% vote for Trump, about 47% voted for Kamala Harris, and the rest voted for some third-party lunatic, if you're being intellectually honest. We are a divided country. And it just so happened that this time around, the mathematics and the economy and all the things that needed to come into play came into play, plus a very carefully orchestrated campaign. I mean, this is just facts. I'm not trying to deflate your balloon here, but I'm just wanting you to understand what, in essence, you're looking at. We are still a highly divided nation in a very volatile world. There are still opposing interests that are going after each other, and they're not going to stop. If you think for what, listen, during the campaign and Kamala Harris's campaign and her surrogates and the news media that is really just obedient like lapdogs, the mainstream legacy media is dead. It's rotting. It's dishonest. It's worthless. It's useless. And they proved how useless they were when they couldn't bring in a woman of color across the finish line with all the free advertising and positive news that they gave her. In other words, nobody really cares what they say over at The Spew, or commonly known as The View. Nobody cares anymore. CBS News doesn't have anywhere near the viewership they once did. ABC and NBC, same thing. CNN, they're becoming irrelevant. Nobody cares. I used to get upset at the airport having to watch CNN. They had the CNN special airport coverage that they put in there, but they never could make money at it because nobody wanted to watch it. So it kind of died a slow death. As a divided country, what we actually have now going on, once again, people are they're celebrating you Trump won, and I'm glad he did. Don't get me wrong. Trust me, don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled. I voted for him. There's no way I'd vote for a reprobate like Kamala Harris, isn't that? And a buffoon like, you know, Tim Walz. That was not going to happen. As I've said 1,000 times, I voted for the candidate that posed the lowest threat to my faith, my family, my freedom, my finances, and our future. And Kamala Harris and her party was a threat to all of them. All of them, not one, not two, all of them. Remember, it's funny, the party that says, you know, that they're all about abortion, my body, my choice. Well, it wasn't your choice when it came to their vaccine mandates, vaccine passports. Those communist dictators in states like Michigan and New York and New Jersey, they didn't care how they destroyed you and your life over a virus. They lied about it. They lied to you about it. I pray if anything good comes out of this administration, that a good solid look is taken at the excessive things done by state governments and the filthy lies that came out of the CDC and the FDA. And I hope that people are charged, criminally charged, for the things that they did. And I hope that they are personally sued for the damage they've caused. All in the name of politics back in 2020. I started this radio program over 4 years ago because of two things occurring at that time. Number one, the pandemic. I had been called out of retirement to go back into emergency management. I did so. And the deeper I got into it, working inside, the more I knew they were lying. And that's why I resigned that position and left. I could have stayed on for months, made a lot of money. But my conscience said no. And I knew I couldn't do it any longer. And we also had the 2020 election on the horizon, and I'm watching all of these rule changes for voting, and I'm realizing I'm sounding an alarm in my mind. They're going to steal this election. They're going to use this pandemic. They're going to destroy people's lives, their businesses, their futures, their mental health, their schooling. Everything's going to be ruined just so they can get rid of somebody. Then Mark Zuckerberg of Fascist Book or Facebook, take your choice, running around there with all his Zucker boxes, you know, where people are putting in ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning, stacks of them, getting paid to do it. Quick side note. Allegedly, Joe Biden got 81 million votes. 81 million. This time around, Kamala got 60 some odd million. In other words, the voting numbers went back to normal. This surge of weird votes vanished this time around. And I think it's because safeguards were put into place because there was enough screaming. And it would be harder to cheat this go-round. I stand by what I said 4 years ago, that Trump won in 2020. It was stolen. And I really hope that it is exposed for what it was, and that we can at least get integrity back in our voting system. I know what people say, but Bob, it went to the courts. Yeah, all on standing. Nobody ever, it was all on standing. These idiot lawfare cases, they're going to go bye-bye. Because they should have never been bought in the first place. I give you an example. There's a guy I know, post on Facebook, and he said something, and one of his so-called friends was going, "So you voted for the rapist and the felon?" And I wrote the guy, I said, "So explain to me what the felony is. And I said, if you can't tell me what the felony is, you don't even know what you're talking about." He doesn't know what it is. Oh, it's hush money. Well, there's nothing illegal about hush money. That's called a non-disclosure agreement, completely legal in every state in the union, including New York. Thousands are signed every day. That's what it was, an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. When I worked in emergency management, I had to sign one with a county for where I couldn't say anything about what I did for a long time. It's common. So what was the felony? He doesn't know. Oh, I thought it was hush money. If you don't know what it is, then shut up. I'm getting sick of these morons that regurgitate the crap that comes out of the news media, Mind Syphilis NBC and the Convoluted News Network and all the other liars. Vermin, that's all they are. The vermin news that comes out of the mainstream is despicable. It's lies. It should be ignored. If you're at home and you watch the evening news And let's say your TV station is an NBC affiliate. Stop watching it, even the local news, and let them know why. As long as you're carrying the lies and the filth of NBC on your network, you know, on your station, we will not watch your local news, and we will not go to the sponsors either. We'll let them know that we will not. If you let the TV stations know, you let the advertisers know, you're sick of the lying news, and just tell the local, I know it's your local news, and but it's your network. Get rid of your network. Tell your network to stop lying. You're not allowed to lie on our channel. It's that simple. You have some power. But the fight is just going to get worse now than it was before. You thought the lawfare was bad? You thought Alvin Braggadocious bringing his silly, stupid case and Judge Engregan, you know, the self-appointed jury and judge and executioner on the financial case, which will be tossed in the appellate court. I guarantee you that the other cases will get tossed because they never had any merit to begin with. That's what I try to explain to people. Explain to me what the crime is, and they don't know what it is. In the so-called criminal case of the 34 felonies, it was how a bookkeeper entered something on a check stub. That's what it comes down to. And the 34 checks were 34 different felony counts. This is ridiculous. This is insanity. This is craziness. This is unprecedented. Yet they wanted the label convicted felon for the campaign season, and they got it. They lost, so they don't need it anymore. All the cases brought against Trump had no legal merit. One thing I do know, Kathy Hochul had to come out, you know, Governor Moron up in New York, Governor Witch, Wicked Witch of the western part of the state, had to come out and let all the businesses in New York know, we're not going to come after you like Trump. This is different. We never would bother you with the same exact real estate deal. It's just Trump we're going after. And a lot of businesses were getting concerned, saying, you know, if you can do it to him over politics, you can do it to us. And there is a little bit, there's still within some businesses in New York State concern. It's got to be dealt with. And it'll be dealt with in the appellate court. You could already tell by the questions being asked on that one by a pretty much a Democrat appellate court. They're going to throw it out, no doubt in my mind. All the cases will die. Then you got that idiot woman who claimed to be raped. And like I say, this idiot moron that was writing the convicted rapist and felon. Well, when was he convicted of rape? You're committing slander. You know, you could be sued for making such an accusation. But then again, stupid people do stupid things, and you're just a stupid person. I'm sick of this stupidity. I'm sick of people that literally believe network news. Anybody that watches network news and believes what they're seeing is a moron. I mean, you're stupid. Let your local TV station know that has NBC, ABC, or CBS. You are not watching them anymore. Matter of fact, pull the plug on them. Just tell them you're done. You don't need their news. There are other ways to get the news. Trust me. You do not need to be dependent like crack cocaine on some local TV channel with a bunch of bubble-headed bimbos. You know, it's all prettiness and fake screens and all this other nonsense now. It's a beauty contest, not news. Don't let them have power over you. It is time to just, the day of real news from these people is either gone in some places or it's ending pretty quick. Find your news elsewhere. I got a lot I want to get through on this program today, and I'm already getting behind. I have to, all I could think of as I watched the TV, you know, and the reaction of the election, and the people that is crying their eyes out, and all the pundits that were convinced that Kamala Harris couldn't lose. Now everybody's a racist. See, once again, almost half the country supported her. So this is not going away. They will fight back. They will want their power back. You know, we didn't win anything but a temporary reprieve. That's all we have. Maybe 2 years. 2 years from now, they could take the House and the Senate and stall everything. We could be back to what it was. We could have more impeachments. We could have more of the same nonsense. Don't think it's going to stop. But we need to use the time wisely. I just, as I watch everybody, all I could think of was the old TV program, Hee Haw.
Gloom, despair, and agony on the earth. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair.
It's actually rather funny to watch all of these so-called intelligent news people make total fools and buffoons of themselves. All the great experts, all we heard for weeks, the race is neck and neck. It looks like Kamala Harris is going to win Iowa. I mean, it just went on and on. It never got any better. And the media was just in the tank, like a bunch of lapdogs, you know, yeah, whatever you want us to do, we'll do it. In the tank, because they're moral degenerates for the most part that run the news departments. I mean, really, look at MSNBC. You know, they call themselves journalists. That's a joke. It really is. They're not journalists. They're propaganda artists. They're well-paid talking heads. They're not allowed to think for themselves. It's not permitted. No, not at MSNBC or CNN or anywhere. And we'll edit things to make things look better than it is. I could play, and you've heard them, I'm sure. If you've watched any television, you've watched the shock and the fear in these people's faces. How could this be? They were convinced when they started out their evening of election coverage, they knew that the coronation was inevitable of Kamala Harris. Well, we did it back in 2020. I'm sure they'll have it done again. And then it didn't happen. And they were trying to minimize it for hours. Well, the results so far are not surprising, but they are what they are. But, you know, we haven't gotten to the battleground states yet. Then Georgia and North Carolina fell. Oops. Well, now if she loses any of her blue wall, which they kept saying is highly unlikely, it's over. And when Pennsylvania went to Donald Trump, he hit 270. It was over. Only Newsmax was bold enough to say the numbers are pretty indisputable. There aren't enough votes left to change the outcome. It took other networks like even Fox till 5:30 in the morning. I knew 2.5, almost 3 hours before. So I went to bed not worrying about it. Only thing I worried about were boxes of ballots under a table somewhere. But that didn't happen this time. We didn't have this extra 14 million votes that magically appeared out of thin air. There was nowhere to put them. So that was good. But when you look at these newscasts on places like MSNBC, and you look at the kind of people that were endorsing Kamala Harris, like, you know, Cardi B, who brags about drugging and robbing men. Yeah, that's a great role model. And all these concerts that were supposed to happen with Beyonce, oh, it wasn't a concert. She was just going to speak for 2 minutes saying why you should, you know, why you should vote. Boy, they almost had a riot. If you look at the people, and like I say, remember, half of the nation roughly half the nation, mostly in the bigger elite cities. But if you divide the population, they watch the national news, they read the Atlantic, they get their information from YouTube, Facebook, and MSNBC. And this is how they reacted after the election.
I'm sorry. No, 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 no. Why? Why? Do you really hate me that bad?
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like. That mania is unstoppable.
God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy.
And this is what you need to understand. There are a lot of crazy people out there that are just broken up because Donald Trump won. And they just can't understand, how can this be? Why can you be so against abortion on demand up to and after birth? I mean, isn't that a human right? Can't kill a bald eagle, but you can go after a human baby. They're open game. And, Tim Walz in Minnesota tries to deny it, but read the law. You know, if a child is born in a late abortion and survives, you're allowed to let it die. You're invoking the wrath of God. I'm sorry. When this is the kind of stuff that you're endorsing. And then Kamala Harris, invoking the name of God in her concession speech. What God are you serving? Moloch? You cannot serve the God of the Bible and believe in abortion. That's like saying, I believe in God, and I'm a Christian, and I rob banks, and I shoot people in liquor stores. It's the same thing. But they cannot make the connection because they're so delusional. And this is the world in which we live. I truly feel sorry for some of these people, the way they were raised, the way they were failed by their parents, the way they were failed by public schools, and probably were never taken to a church, or if they were, they were taken to some woke excuse of an Antichrist apostate institution, like the United Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Sorry, I'm calling you out, with your sparkle creeds and your rainbow flags and all of your social justice nonsense as you spit and reject the gospel and spit on the face of Jesus Christ. You think abortion is great? Would you have aborted Jesus Christ? I played for you a clip last week of this pastorette saying that Jesus would be escorting the women into and out of the abortion clinic for their safety. I mean, why doesn't he just use his miracle power and kill the child in the womb? I mean, this is the kind of stupidity out of the churches. But I honestly, I feel it angers me, but at the same time, I feel so sorry for people that have been so deluded, so deceived, and so let down that they get on social media and literally cry as they post nonsense like this.
If this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and they'll just be celebrating. And everyone else, everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like, we're scared for our lives. We're scared for our friends. Like, you have pro-life women dying because their doctors are scared to treat them because of the repercussions of his last presidency. How did we get here? How did we get here? To know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. How could you do this? How can you claim to be a Christian or anyone of moral values and support someone when every word out of his mouth to hate when he wants to pardon people who took over the Capitol. Do not do this to people that you love and care about. If you have a woman in your life, if you have an LGBTQ person in your life, if you have anyone in your life who's not white, how did we get here? Someone tell me, please. Someone really tell me, please. Because the only way I see it is that, like, either he cheated and that was his secret, or this country is built on so much hate and we might never get out of this. If you voted for him, you are dead to me.
And that, my friends, are real people. A real person so broken up, couldn't believe her media had promised her Kamala Harris was going to win this election. She can't lose. And the things that are so important to her, abortion, transgenderism, you know, mutilating young children's genitals and bodies. This is what they live for. But then again, so do demons. Do you understand the real battle that we're facing? Almost 50% of the voters in the United States voted for this. They wanted more abortion. That was their big thing. And by the way, thank you, Generation X. My generation, baby boomers, I'm very disappointed in my fellow boomers. It was Gen X that voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. Not so much baby boomers or very young. So just think about that for a moment, how far we have fallen. The bottom line is, for now, the leftist lunatic party is going to be coming to an end. But only for a season. I'm reminded of that old country song.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
And there's the takeaway. Turn out the lights, the party's over, but only for now. They'll come back. It's not over. Just like in 2016, the world was not fixed. In 1980, it was not fixed. 2000, it was not fixed. 1972, it wasn't fixed. Because tomorrow, we start all over again. I've been warning you for over 4 years, and some of you are beginning to now, for the first time, understand what I'm telling you. And this is urgent that you do. The battle is not over. The war is far from being decided. All we have really gotten here is a respite. We've had a little victory. We're about to get a couple of steps back from many negative steps going forward. What are you going to do with this time? Are you just going to sit back and gloat and say, hey, we got the right guy in office? And by the way, he's got Elon Musk and JFK Jr. and all of this, and it's going to get fixed. It's going to be wonderful. We have to do nothing. If you think that, then you're crazier than the people that I just played crying their eyeballs out that Trump won. You're more delusional than they are. This is a never-ending battle for your soul and your children and your life, everything. It doesn't just stop. All we are getting is an opportunity to regather and prepare for the next onslaught, and it will come. Is your church ready? Are you in a church? Are you involved in any kind of a church? Or are you one of those, well, you know, I don't need organized religion, I'm spiritual. Yeah, right. So are demons, they're spiritual too. By the way, they believe in Jesus. They really do. Probably believe in Jesus more firmly than some wishy-washy, lukewarm Christians. They know his reality. Do you? And what are you going to do? By the way, I was thinking about that song just a minute ago. Turn out the lights, the party's over. I think that was originally done ages ago by Willie Nelson, who appeared at a Kamala Harris rally. Instead of Beyonce, that had to have been a real letdown for the crowd. And I'm looking at this aged out 90-some-odd-year-old man who's had a wonderful career, but I think if there was ever a poster child for the damage that marijuana can do, he's one. He may have lived a long life, and so is Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. But they're not going to live eternally in happiness and wealth. Neither one will. We have a respite. Will you take advantage of it? Will you use it? Now, when I get back, I want to share something from my heart, something that I'm thinking about, and then I'm going to get on to another topic. Just let me know that you listen. Visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com, or you can write us at Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, 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 Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowee, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Who changes not and who does? Coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and really love in a moment. We often have a hard time with change. We want other people to change and change their ways, change their attitude. We want our spouses to change, our children to change, our parents to change, our congregation to change, our ministers to change, our pastor to change, our friends to change. We want our situation to change, our financial situation, everything, our job to change. Generally, the more things we want to change, the more frustrated we get when they don't. But you know what? There's a missing thing in this. See, the fact is nothing has to change but us. See, we think of ourselves as the unchangeable being, you know. When there's a problem, everything else has to change. You know, the only one who's unchangeable, though, is God. He says, I change not. But as for us, we can't live our lives with changing. If we don't change, we can't grow. You see, if we don't change, we die. If we have to change. Our whole salvation starts with change. Repentance, that's change. Growing to maturity, that's change. Putting away the old self, putting on the new, that's change. Becoming a new creation is change. Being born again is change. That's the only thing we have to make sure changes. That's us, nothing else. You see, that's the point. Not that your situation changes, but that you do. We have no control over anybody else's change, just our own. So open your heart, your life, your will, your mind today. Open your life so you can change, become more like him. Make a change. Be changed. Be a change for God. For God is the only one who changes not. That's his job, to change not. And he shouldn't. But your job is to change. Want more? Ask for More on the Other God on CD. Now, how'd you like to receive special daily teachings with the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus, give you victory for every day of your week, and updates on Israel, world events, and prophecy, a free subscription to Sapphires and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, all free. You're going to love it. How do you get all this? Just remember, Jesus is real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. So to receive your free gift, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. It's 1-800-YESHUA, Y-E-S-H-U-A, and the number 1. I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to the Jewish people and to reach so many peoples around the world. This is the farthest way ever. You want to make an impact on the world? You want your life to do a great thing? This is it. You can do it. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You can blanket the earth with the gospel. Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A-1. Or write me direct. Here's the direct address. The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, until next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, change! Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you, my friend, and Messiah, Hasar Shalom, the Prince of Peace.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our weekend edition of Truth to Ponder. And I am your host, Bob Bierman. Now, in a couple of minutes, I want to share something that's really on my mind and something that needs to be shared with you. But first, I want to take a few minutes just to kind of summarize, in my opinion, what happened this week. And even as a divided nation, how we snuck over to the more conservative side just by a small margin, by a percent or two. It's not huge. And what it boils down to when people on the left, the folks at MSNBC and The View, when they're trying to analyze what happened, how could Trump win? Because these people in the elite media live in such a bubble. Those that are in television, those that are in the movies, those that are recording stars, they live in a bubble world. They don't live like anybody else, and if they ever did, they've forgotten how it was. And if you're trying to understand how that could happen, the truth is that slightly more than half of the American people are fed up with the silliness, the nonsense, and the stupidity. The left that put in Joe Biden, the left that in California made Adam Schiff a senator, these people are idiots that have ruined our nation. They've destroyed our culture. They've mocked, they've belittled, they've discriminated against people. They've called anybody racist, misogynist, Nazis, whatever. And then we started noticing. These people, like on The View, defiled and corrupted all of our great institutions. The media is dead. News is a joke. Social media has been overwhelmed by the reprobate class. Academia has been taken over by the worst of the world. Our intelligence agencies, our health organizations, Big Pharma, Hollywood, entertainment, everything. You've weaponized it all. You've put your cancerous tentacles into all of it and are destroying it. You've put men into women's sports. And then during COVID, you demanded we all be forced. I mean, literally strapped down and forced or put in prison or concentration camps or re-education camps and be forced to take a medical experiment without testing. You wanted dissenters locked away. You wanted children taken away from their parents because they're anti-vax. You wanted the anti-vax in, like I say, camps. You were rooting for our deaths, and you were celebrating anybody that got COVID and died. You were sick. And it turns out, as we said on this radio program, you were wrong about everything. Not some of it, all of it. Everything from the virus, you said it was a natural origin, we said it was lab. You deplatformed us, you cursed us, you mocked us. You deplatformed us, you got us kicked off Facebook and YouTube. Turned out we were telling the truth and you were promoting the lies. You wanted us to wear face diapers. You wanted us to social distance. You wouldn't allow anybody to have hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. You didn't believe in natural immunity. You just were sold out on an experimental vaccine that neither we then learned never did stop you from getting or spreading COVID, and many still believe it. They're on their fourth or fifth booster, and they've had COVID 2, 3, and 4 times. You told us Trump was a Russian asset. He was going to bring us World War III. And he'd be worse than Hitler. That's all we heard. Then you use that as an excuse to justify hatred toward Trump supporters and a riot in the streets. use it as an excuse to obstruct and ruin Trump's entire first term, and then go after him illegally using lawyers and corrupt judges and despicable, disgusting vermin. I'm going to call them for what they are. Alvin Bragg, you're vermin. You're disgusting. You're despicable. You should have your law license burned. You're a joke. You're a buffoon. Judge Aragon should be removed from the bench and put in a mental institution. He's that insane. He's crazy. Judge Mershon, political hack. He's not a judge. Anybody that believes any of these charges were true is a moron. I'm going to call you that. If you're listening to me and you believe that Trump really is a felon, you're a moron. You know nothing about the law. You are so into, I have to kill a baby in the womb. It's got to be done. Moloch worship. Let's butcher a child. Ishtar worship. You know, turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. That's what the goddess Ishtar did. And then we just worship the planet, the earth, the creation, not the creator. Then Ukraine. You called Ukraine the bastion of democracy. It's a corrupt nation, always has been. And we've been turning in billions of dollars into that place, and we made it a killing field. And it's Ukraine that really holds and embraces in the center of its country real, true, literal Nazi military forces that we've been funding since the 1950s. Then you got Epstein, you got the Diddy story out there, human trafficking, hundreds of millions of, you know, well, tens of millions of illegal immigrants coming across the border. And you wondered why Kamala Harris lost. And you say that it's because we're racist or we're misogynist or we're pro-Nazi or something. No. We care about our children. We care about our futures and our families. We care about our nation's survival. You didn't. You never gave a damn and you never will. Let me say that again. You never gave a damn and you never will. You don't believe in freedom, except for you. You don't believe in anybody's civil rights, just yours. Everybody in flyover countries just, you know, useful idiots that, you know, grow the food, take care of, you know, cleaning the house and be nannies to this elitist group of sickos. This election showed that at least slightly more than half. That's a scary thought, because almost half of the people are all for the nonsense that I just mentioned. They're fine with it. They're totally fine with it. They're delusional. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. People were allowed to believe the lie, and they became delusional enough to only believe the lie. They could no longer see the truth. They were given their heart's desire. And what I'm afraid of is here in the United States that about somewhere near half of the people have been given over to this delusion. And they'll never see the truth no matter how much you scream it in their face. You think that the girls on The View can ever see the truth? Do you think that people at MSNBC will ever find the truth and be set free? I'm afraid that many of them have been given over to permanent delusion at their own request. And there's no hope and salvation in them, which is why we're going to have an endless war. We'll get victories in battles, and we will win in the end. But it's going to be swinging back and forth, worse and worse, as the decades go forward. What are you going to do with this time that we're getting? What are you going to do when the gas prices go down? What are you going to do when things get stable for a season and we're not in the threat of a World War III or an economic collapse? All of that will eventually happen. I told you months ago that this election was only if Kamala Harris, or at that time, if Joe Biden, who was still running, had he won re-election, it would just be more of the same. If he lost, we would get a period of time to regroup. Are you prepared to regroup? What is your plan? Now, let me share something with you that is rather important. For the past several weeks, I've been dealing with a health issue, a new one. This has nothing to do with the cancer. It came on, kind of like a bad cold or the flu or something. Had a bad cough started one night, sore throat. And I've never quite gotten, you can hear it in my voice to this day, I've never quite gotten rid of it. I've gotten better. But another problem kicked in about a week ago. I ended up, as you know, in the hospital for a couple of days with an elevated heart rate, and I still have it. And we are working diligently with good doctors that are trying to determine what is causing this. There are times that even though my oxygen level is good, I become breathless and worn out. Doing this radio program is extremely difficult. You have no idea. It's taking me twice as long to do this because I have to pause and I have to stop and I have to catch my breath and I have to, you know, get my mind back. And part of me has been concerned all this past week. Maybe I need to take some time away. Haven't decided on that yet. I've got so many things that I need to be doing. And because of this health issue, doing the radio show is all I can do. I'm not taking care of my church like I should and this other project with the local radio station. I need time to rest. I have never really taken a vacation in 4 years. And so I'm praying that I can figure a way to take maybe a day or two, maybe a week or two. I have to. If I don't, my health could continue to decline. And I'd like to be around for a little while longer if I could to kind of watch my grandkids get older and a great-grandchild get started. I'd like to have a little time to visit with family that I have not been able to do much for 4 years. It's been all work for me. I'm supposed to be retired. But it's been a work of love and one I don't regret. I don't regret doing it, so don't get me wrong there. Please don't. But let me just make it as clear as I can to you. I believe in this radio program. I believe in shortwave. I believe that someday someone else will take over this microphone. Don't know when that day is going to be. I don't know who it's going to be. I've been praying for literally when I first had the cancer diagnosis for somebody to come along. Even before then, I prayed for a co-host. I have not, don't have one yet. But it's coming, push come to shove. And my long-term health is going to become very dependent upon getting some time away and some time to regroup mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I've got a friend of mine. He is a church leader in his denomination. Great guy. And his denomination came up with an idea that I think every church should come up with. And let me explain what it is. It's called sabbatical. A time where you take time for yourself to get away from all of the day-to-day that you've been doing and recharge yourself, rediscover your marriage, rediscover those part of your life that you have to give away and put aside when you do the work of the church or any kind of a ministry. And they finally decided years ago to make a certain amount of sabbatical time mandatory for their clergy and their leadership. And I was watching as he shared that he had just taken a lengthy one about 2 months. 2 months away from having to worry about being the leader of his church body or any of it. Everybody stepped up to the plate for that time that he needed to be away. Everything, and they left him alone. They didn't bother him on his cell phone. He wasn't on call. They learned how to live without him temporarily anyway. And he said that time away, time getting to read scripture more and a couple of books that I never got around to because of all the day-to-day work and prayer. Having the time just to pray and then enjoy the company of of his wife, who, by the way, has a terminal illness. And they've accepted that. They're not angry at God at all. For him to be able to have more time, not worrying about all the travel and stuff they normally have to do, where they could have time together, pray together, get closer to God together, it restored their minds and improved their health. I've been doing this radio program now, as I've said, for over 4 years. And I've had help on certain days of the week, but I've been the one to produce and do the final edit and uploading and everything. It's not like I could walk away. I still was involved in the daily production of every program, and we've never missed an episode. We've never played a best of. It's always been a new episode each and every day. Even when I've coordinated with people that have made segments or helped me out, like with Jim Calhoun and Frank Silvato and a couple of others over these and as guests. But it still comes down to me several hours a day keeping it going. I'm at a crossroad. When I started the program 4 years ago, my goal was at that time was to get you through the pandemic and its aftermath and through the election. Well, the pandemic got extended and the stupidity and the idiocy of the vaccines and the response was incredibly insane. And we kept doing the program and exposing the lies. And then the weirdness of the new administration and the strangeness of the 2020 election, which now in retrospect is more clear that, yeah, it was stolen. There's no doubt in my mind now. The numbers prove it. Absolutely prove it. There was no 81 million votes for Joe Biden in 2020. It didn't happen. It was still a rather close election. I think the results we saw this past Tuesday are probably more indicative of what really happened in 2020. But then again, we'll never know. I wish we could know. I pray we can know. But right now, my voice needs a rest. My heart needs a rest. My body needs a rest. And my spirit needs to be recharged. I have no idea of how we're going to do that over the next several weeks. I just don't. But I know at some point it's going to have to happen. You may have noticed, even though the bills still come in, I haven't made a request for you to support the program financially this week. Because I didn't know, especially at the beginning of the week, coming out of the hospital, would I even be able to do the program? I didn't want to get into there. But I really need your prayers. I've got some hard decisions to make. God has given me opportunity. I'm trying to finish this radio station and really make it what it needs to be. But after when I get done with this program today, I'll be heading off to the doctor to find out more about my health. Will I know any more? I'll let you know next week. It's just the way it is. I have work that I want to do on the radio station, but I don't have time. I've got another radio station I'm trying to help somebody build, a Christian radio station. All of these will be online, by the way, but I don't have the time. I have music to go through, but I'm so worn out, and I make mistakes. So would you keep me in prayer as I try to discern what God would have me to do in the days and months, and if God gives me years ahead? Right now, I don't know. But your encouragement would mean a lot to me. I believe a program like Truth to Ponder is not totally dependent upon me. It could be an entity. It could be a platform. And I've always prayed that God would bring me one or two people, and then it could be a shared responsibility. even get someone to produce it. But then again, that would take additional income because unless I can find a bunch of retired people like me, some people, they do have these, you know, bad habits of wanting to eat and sleep indoors and they have to pay for it. So keep this radio program and its future in your prayers. I've told my wife that I'm getting to a point that I may have to say to, you know, okay, I've got a church, got a radio station. I in my capacity as an overseer within my church denomination, I am way behind on visiting and dealing with some of the people that are underneath me because this radio program and my health has kept me very much tied down. So I have some hard decisions to make. I told my wife the other day, right before the incident that put me in the hospital, I said, something's got to give. I just can't do this all. Something's wrong. I'm wearing out. Didn't know what it was. And then my wife noticed that something, you know, she said, let me check your heart rate and this and that and your blood pressure. And it was high. And then my pulse rate was 132. That's where it stays. It should be like, what, 60, 70, 80, somewhere in there? It's not normal. I wake up breathless at night, and it's not sleep apnea. It happens during this program. I have to pause for a minute. Yet it's not my lungs, and it's not my heart. We really don't know what it is yet. But maybe it's something telling me I need to slow down for a little bit. Maybe I need to reevaluate. And that's what I wanted to share with you. I want to be honest with you. This program is becoming very difficult to do for me physically, mentally, and sometimes with all we've dealt with, even spiritually. And I'm sure my blood pressure has been increased and it's been, you know, dealing with swimming in the sewer of this world, finding these stories to share. There are a lot of stories that I find that I don't even bother to share. They're so disgusting. But they're indicative of the world today in which we live. I need to make you aware. But right now, I need a sabbatical. I need to get away from it. I honestly and truly do. So I pray that you will keep me in your prayers. Like I say, for now, the bills still come in and we'll still be here for a while. So if you do want to help, you're welcome to do so. The best way to do it is give, send, go if you want to do it online. The link is at our website, Truth, the number 2ponder.com. But our mailing address, if you want to share with me your thoughts or help and support, simply Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee, 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 Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowee is 24319. That's 24319. Keep me in your prayers. Let me know if this program is important to you. We'll try to find a way to keep it going. We have a great opportunity on the stations in which we are on and the many platforms which we are out there as a podcast that's taken years to build. I would hate to see somebody having to start from scratch. I really believe if this program is supposed to go on beyond me, if you'll pray with me, that person may already be there in the wings waiting, or maybe God speaking to their heart right now. For now, we're going to call it a day. The party's over, but then again, we'll see you on Monday.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, Truth, the number 2, and the word ponder.com. That's Truth, the number 2, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.